Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the NFL Pick'em Show, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere. At mybookie.com, promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit up to $1,000. I know what you're thinking right now. Ross, D'Anthony, shouldn't be here. You should be in Tejas at the Rangers game, trying to catch the final home run for Aaron Judge. We got about halfway there, and we checked the lineup, and they sat him tonight.
Yeah. He'll probably pinch hit and hit a home run directly into the seat we were going to be in.
Oh, God, dude. I'm so angry.
This is like...
so angry
this
right
is,
now.
This is classic Aaron Boone weak bullshit, though, right? Like, he knows that if Judge gets hurt and they don't win in the playoffs, then he gets fired. That's all this is.
But Judge was going for the Triple Crown, yeah. And he had a reasonable shot at it. So he had to go 4-for-4 today, which isn't... out of the realm of possibility for Aaron Judge. He's been a pretty goddamn good hitter all year. As a matter of fact, he was leading going into this final stretch for the home run chase, and he even admitted last night that he was just like, "Hey, dude, the pressure was getting to me, and it's affected my at bats and all that other shit." Well, now the pressure's off, so maybe he could have won the Triple Crown tonight. That was taken out of his hands, and then here we are. This is my third time. So McGuire missed by a day, Bonds missed by a day, and now Judge missed by a day.
I mean, technically, Erez is from Minnesota's playing today. He's the leader. So if he went 0-for-4 and Judge went like 1, probably 2-for-4,
then he would do it.
This doesn't make sense to me. We were talking about it in the truck on the way, but the year that Ted Williams hit what 4-for-4 or some shit.
Yep.
Think or was it 4-1? I don't remember. I think. Hold on.
He played the entire game.
Yeah. Well, he like on the last day of the season. I think his batting average
was 399.
It was 399.8 or something like that. So he would have been good, but instead of being a biggity bitch, he went out and played the game, got a couple hits, and finished the year with a 400 bat, 406.
Yeah.
So. Or maybe it was like two games or something, but he just fucking raked in his last couple of games.
So pissed off.
If you want the fucking... you got to go after it, man. If I'm Judge, there's no way that dude's keeping me out of the lineup.
I know.
Like, what are you talking about?
I don't really get it. It hasn't happened since 2012. Before that, though, what was it, 40, 50 years since somebody hit the Triple Crown?
It was 67, I think Carl Yastrzemski was last.
Yastrzemps.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. That's... It doesn't make a lot of sense to me because the Yankees are going to have – I don't even know when they're going to play again. I mean, if this –
5 days. So they said 5 days at a minimum for the Yankees.
Yeah, so it'll be
– why not just hit DH?
It'll be the 11th.
You don't have to play the field.
So even if he played today, he would still have 5 days off.
Yeah, dude.
Like, a batter never wants 6 days off.
Well, he's
like
going to get it.
Your timing gets all fucked up.
Now I hope the Yankees lose.
Well, they're not going to win either way, but
– who are they playing the first round, you think?
I think it'll be the winner of the Rays and Indians, if I'm not mistaken.
They might win that one.
I think. Actually, yeah, because I don't know. I have to look at a bracket. Let's see.
Yeah, they might win that one. But either way.
I don't know. The Rays give them trouble, but.
Here we are, kids, and we're doing a live show. Not happy about it. I'm happy about betting on the NFL, obviously, but not happy about the circumstances of today. How is that possible? I mean, we're looking at a 20, what, 5 years, 6 years stretch. I've been all three home run leaders. I've been a game away each time. I mean, it's fucking insane. You know the rules, kids. We'll go over last week's bets and then go to this week's. Good thing about last week's bets is I won every single fucking game. Every single game except for the Monday night game. That one got me. Congratulations to Delco in that. He went hard on the 49ers, and I did not. That was the only game I missed, and that was on Monday night. And does it really count? Probably not, because I only bet, I think, what, $172, so I could try to get to $6K for the weekend. One of the greatest weekends I've ever had in gambling. It was amazing. We'll breeze through the winners and losers here. Bengals-Dolphins, we covered on the Monday morning recap show. Two is dead. R.I.P.
I won the over on that one, but yeah, I mean, you really couldn't. I guess technically we probably could have predicted this. Probably should have laid off or taken.
I didn't know that he would get carted off the field in that one. Not my fucking problem on that one. Whenever you lose a starting quarterback, chances are you're not going to win the game. No big deal. Vikings Saints. Very proud of this one because this was in multiple teaser cards. Spread on this was 3.5. Now, I took it the other way and crossed the zero. People always say not to do that. If you hate the other team so much, do it. I won four games doing it this weekend. So I took this on the other side of it, and that actually got me the victory on this one because that spread was 3.5. They won by 3. This was the double doink. Fun game to watch, at least, and I won. Falcons-Browns, told you not to touch this. This was an awful game. Don't really know who the Browns are. They should probably fire their coach at this point. Mm-hmm. You can't beat the Falcons with a run game this strong because, let's face it, no one in the Falcons is any good whatsoever.
Well, Cordell Patterson's good, but he's out. He's the only one.
He's out. He's on the IR, so he's gone. And he might be out for the year. We'll see. Cowboys, Commanders, it's the year of Cooper Rush. And I don't think they should start Dak Prescott until he loses. It could be a hot take. But I'm dead serious. Ride the hot hand and see what happens. I know Jerry Jones got on TV yesterday and said, you know, Dak could be healthy enough to play. He's having a little problems gripping the ball. It might be another week. To me, let Cooper fucking ride, dude, until he loses.
Yeah, I don't know why you would bring him in.
Me neither. Seahawks-Lions, gross game to bet on, but fun to watch, 48-45. Congratulations to all involved. And if you had Jared Goff in your fantasy team, you probably won this week. It a lights out game, 378, 4 touchdowns. Titans, Colts. This is the Colts are playing on the Thursday night game. I don't know where they go from here at this point. They're 1-2-1, and they lost to the Titans in this one. Homeboy's out. Taylor's out this week.
Yeah.
half this team is out. The Colts should kind of just blow it up and start over and build around Taylor at this point. We'll see what they end up doing. Matt Ryan looks 1,000 years old, and he is. I know he threw for 356 in this, but they were down the entire game. Mm-hmm. So they didn't have a choice but to chuck. So take it for what it's worth. They still didn't score in the fourth quarter. Giants-Bears, another one, where this is not only an awful game that we didn't bet on, but Jones is out. And so currently they're trying to find a guy to be the quarterback of the Giants this week, and I don't know who that's
going
to be.
I don't either, because Tyrod Taylor's...
He's out, too.
He's out as well, so...
So they're bringing in... I heard Jake Fromm, State Farm, actually threw balls yesterday, and then A.J. McLaren from Alabama
they should
also
just
threw.
Run a triple option with one of their receivers, Saquon Barkley and Matt Breida.
I mean...
It can't be any worse than... I know they're 3-1, but that's not a real thing.
No. And the Bears, look, if you're looking at Justin Fields, I've heard a lot of that bitching about Justin Fields. He was 11 for 22 for 174 yards in this game. He's never had an offensive line there. I'm not sure what they do, or I'm not sure how good he can actually be, because we'll never get to see him with an offensive line. So I don't really know.
Yeah,
to be honest. And he's never had receivers.
No.
Doesn't have any running backs.
I think the just constantly hearing the footsteps, no matter how good you are, even if you're not getting knocked down, it still fucks with you.
Yeah.
Like, you can see he rushes almost every throw he makes. Because some he has to, but some I think it's just instinct to get rid of the ball before he gets fucking annihilated.
Saquon Barkley, I think they're just going to run him into the ground this year because it's the last year for him.
Yeah.
31 carries, 146 yards. He looks great. And he needs it because it's a contract year, but he's getting a lot of fucking carries this early on in the year.
If you give Saquon Barkley a fucking high dollar long-term contract, you got to be out of your fucking mind.
I agree. Next up, Jaguars versus Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. Talked about this briefly on Monday, but it is promising if you're an Eagles fan that when Hurts has a bad game like he did then, you have a running game to back this up. Miles Sanders, 134 yards in this one, two touchdowns on the ground. That's a very promising sign. So that way you're just not relying on Hurts. Yeah.
Well, they haven't even really used Trey Sermon that much yet.
Mm-mm.
And I feel like it for a faster third down back, maybe, or in split formation. I mean, he's a pretty big dude. He's 215, 220, something like that.
Yeah, and look, on the receiver side, Devonta Smith has only had one good game for them. It's not by his fault or anything else. They've got a wealth of talent on that team with A.J. Brown and those guys. So the Eagles are not even close from being done or what they could be this year.
Well, they're the only undefeated team left, right?
Yeah, and the NFC.
Yeah.
So promising sign.
Wait, who is
Hurts was off. The running game still, was good. Good to go.
Are the Chiefs still undefeated? Who's the other one?
And the AFC? They might be the only undefeated team in the entire league.
Yeah, they are.
Actually. Next up, Jets versus Steelers. Two awful teams. Zach Wilson ended up rallying them. Congratulations. Kenny Pickett was named the official starter for the Steelers this weekend. They're looking for a spark, according to Mike Tomlin. And I think that's your only option. Trubisky's not an NFL quarterback. Can't wait till Urlacher's back on the show to tell him that. I was completely correct on this. And I don't care that he played for the Bears. He's a terrible quarterback. Next up, Bills, Ravens. Great game to watch, unless you're a Ravens fan. Lamar Jackson choked away this game in the end through an interception in the end zone. Bills drove down the field with about $1.45 left and won. Bills are 3-1 in this one. Ravens go to 2-2. Fun game to watch from start to finish. I enjoyed it. Both teams, though, I'm sure are fine for the playoffs. Obviously, yeah. The Bills I picked to win the Super Bowl. Ravens will be fine. There's nothing you can do going up against one of the best teams in the NFL. Mm-hmm. That's not a bad loss to me. Next up, Chargers, Texans. Chargers were up 27-7 at halftime, kind of pissed it away. And Texans have covered. Just keep that in mind when you're betting them, if you're betting them. Me personally, I have not bet on one single. No, that's not true. I bet on one Texans game at the beginning of the year, and they fucked me. I lost that game against the Colts.
There's definitely a non-zero chance that they don't win a game this year. They've already got a tie, so they're not going to be the worst team ever. But there's a pretty decent chance they don't win one game.
Maybe. Next up, Cardinals versus Panthers. A lot of people talking about whether or not Baker Mayfield will play ever again after the season. I'm not sure. He's not doing himself any favors, and he looks fucking horrific.
I mean, he's going to have to be a backup somewhere.
That's well, there. So there was chatter this week that he would be a backup, but I guess Sam Darnold isn't ready to come back from his injury yet. But apparently once he is, they're going to put him back in and see whether or not they just drop both quarterbacks completely and move the fuck on and draft somebody, which is what I think they should do.
Yeah.
But I agree with the Carolina front office. Start him. You spent a first-round pick on him and all that other shit. Like, start him, see what happens. If not, move on from these two quarterbacks and draft somebody next year and see what happens. They're both garbage.
I would, if I were them, I would trade C-Mac for like two first-round picks.
If you can get that, do you think you could even get that for him at this point? Because he's hurt?
And maybe. You may be able to get a pick and a pick swap or something like that.
Maybe.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, but he would have to go to a team that's close to being competitive, right?
You know what would be a great fit is if he went to the Bills or the Chiefs. They're a running – either team, to me, in my opinion, is a running back away from winning this year's Super Bowl.
I'm not sure if the Chiefs would even use him as a running back. They may just use him as a fucking slot receiver, to be honest.
Great.
It would be a lot easier. Like, I don't know why somebody hasn't. I understand that running back is a premium position, but it's also one that's relatively easily replaceable. Like, more than any other skill position. You can just power through running backs. I don't know why nobody's put. Like, why not Deebo Samuel, this guy?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. At least give him some fucking break, because he can never stay healthy.
And he could definitely do that with Josh Allen or with Pat Mahomes.
And nobody, you put that, if he's your slot guy in motion, nobody wants to be chasing that asshole around.
No.
He's fast and strong as shit.
Yeah. So maybe there's a trade involved there. I would just blow up this organization and start over. Who cares? It's not like there was high expectations anyways.
Yeah.
Next up was the Patriots versus the Packers. Boy, Packers are in trouble.
Dude. Zappy.
Zappy.
I mean,
that's your boy, Delco.
You gotta,
he's great. Yeah, I like that kid.
You have to beat the teams you play. This is how it is, but it's not great that a third string quarterback
takes you to overtime to at Lambeau. That's crazy. You guys were high on Zappy. It was fun watching him play.
He looks pretty legit. I'm
not
gonna lie.
He looks like the best quarterback in that roster. Let him play the rest of the year.
I mean, it's the other quarterback is Brian Hoyer, who is like 0-9.
Hoyer is dead, yeah. And he's 38 years old. Mac Jones looks like shit this year. I think he's out for, 6 weeks with a high ankle sprain?
Maybe.
I think it's Zappy time, brother.
Yeah.
I think it's Zappy time.
He looked pretty good. Green Bay's got a good defense.
I know. I'm with it. Green Bay's offense was terrible, which would fucked them in this game.
Well, their run game was pretty good.
Well, it's always good. Mm. Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon are great. Aaron Rodgers missed some passes. So this wasn't all on the receivers.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers didn't look great in the first half on his own. But I think it's Zappy time, dude. And that could be a fun team with Zappy up there.
Yeah. That pick he threw was bad.
That was terrible. That pick 6. I mean,
it was rough.
That was child shit.
But you know, sometimes it happens, I guess. He's thrown the fewest picks of anybody in NFL history, really.
Yeah.
Like for the amount of games he's played, no one is even close to him. I think he's thrown like 40 interceptions in his entire career and like 500 touchdowns or some shit. Hold on, let me look.
Yeah.
It's some crazy number like
that. While you look, the important part about this Packers game, because everybody in Drinking Bros Sports, by the way, if you're not there, sign up on Facebook. Mm. It's free. And you can see all the bet slips on Saturday and Sunday for college football and NFL. This Packers game was in all of my teasers. Now, it was at 2.5. The reason why we do these teasers is because of this fucking reason right here. I don't really believe in the Packers that much this year. I believe in them at home by a field goal. Hence, I took that on like 5 different cards. Because everybody's like, why are you picking the same teams? This, to me, was a gimme. Turned out it had to go to overtime to do it. It's still covered, but by a half a point. But that's why we do all these fucking teasers. Because sometimes I just don't believe in some of these teams where I just want to take it down. And the next game was the Raiders. I took straight up. I didn't think, one, you guys know my hatred for Russell Wilson, and I don't think he's good, and I don't think the Broncos are very good. But two, I just couldn't conceive the Raiders going 0-4 at home with Devontae Adams and those guys. So this was 2.5. That was a straight-up bet, no teasers, no nothing, and they won pretty easily in this one. I don't know what's going to happen with Russell Wilson this week. It's a Thursday night game, tough turnaround.
Yeah, we'll see.
He's questionable
he's
right
listed
now, right?
He's questionable
yeah.
now.
Yeah. And then next up was the Chiefs. Man, I will bitch about the Chiefs until the day that I die. This is the Chiefs at full strength. We want to play. We care about winning, and we'll throttle anybody we play. When they play like this, it is the funnest team to watch in the NFL, and no one is even close. They just don't do it on a week-in, week-out basis. I don't really know why.
Well, here's the reason they were so successful this week is because Tampa Bay had no offense. I mean, they scored points and shit, but the time of possession was 21.5 minutes for Tampa Bay and 38.5 minutes for Kansas City. Mm-hmm. That's why.
Yeah.
Because the run game was good and the other team couldn't stay on the field.
No, and the throws that Mahomes were making were incredible, and it was fun to watch, and it really is the most exciting team in football. I just play like that every week.
Mm.
I don't understand why they take weeks off. They could genuinely go undefeated. I think they're the one. He's the one quarterback, and that's the one team that could do it if they cared week in and week out. They just don't. But either way, the spread was super fucking low, and I took this straight up, and then all the cards in this crush. I mean, here's how bad this spread was. On my teaser cards, it was +8 for the Chiefs. So they could have even lost by a touchdown. They still won. So it was great. And then my one loss was this Rams 49ers game. Look, man, that 49ers team looked like they could win a fucking Super Bowl on Monday nights. But then the rest of the games, they look like dog shit. The Rams, to me, I don't know that there's any hope of fixing this team. They got a title. Stafford got a title. Congratulations. They can move on. But I know it's early and it's only week 4. I just I don't see it in this team.
Mm.
They don't have great enough running backs. Cooper Kupp is great, but they need somebody else. I don't know that OBJ is the answer, even if he does go there. I'm not really sure what they do to this team to make it better, but it is the NFC, so who knows?
Yeah, I mean, their offensive line is bad.
That's, as of now, going in week five, the Super Bowl champion has got to come out of the AFC. I just don't see any other way.
I mean, any given Sunday, but yeah, those are the best teams for sure.
Yes. I just, with Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, I believe in those guys versus anybody in the NFC at this point. Maybe Brady's guys will get healthy. Jalen Hurts, to me, still has to prove himself in the playoffs or just win one playoff game. We'll see. I know he's, what, third year that guy is at this point? I've never liked him anyways, but we'll see. They'll probably have a bye, though, at least. That'll help. And they'll probably have home field advantage if they keep playing like this. Once again, our show is brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DrinkinBros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action at MyBookie.com. If you took all my cards with me last week, a lot of you guys did. It was at the end of it, $5,400 is what we won. It was the best week we've had all season long. Won every single game except for that Monday night game. And it was a perfect Sunday, which has happened four times in the last 2 years. It's very hard, very rare, but indeed it came through. It took a double doink on that field goal at that 3.5, and then it took Green Bay winning in overtime. The rest of the games, I didn't really have to sweat that much. Those two, though, were brutal. We'll see if we can replicate it this week. However, it will be hard, especially when you have a Thursday night game like the Colts and the Broncos. The last 4 weeks, I said Amazon is on fire. It's been amazing. This Colts-Broncos game, though, has been affected by injuries and not so much with the pregame hype deserved this Thursday night game, right? You had Matt Ryan. You had all the tools. You had Russell Wilson and everything else. Now you're without Taylor. Russell Wilson is questionable for this game. He's probably likely to play. This is -3.5 for Denver over under a 42. This is a gross game now, and I don't think you should bet on this fucking game.
No, I mean, you honestly, the under might be safe.
At 42?
Yeah, because like the amount that Ryan has struggled, Matt Ryan struggled this year so far, and now you're taking Taylor out of the lineup. It's like, fucking, what is he going to be able to do?
I don't know.
That's why, it's 42 is pretty low for two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Both of these guys will be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Right? That's pretty embarrassing, to be honest.
But Russell Wilson is hurt. He's got a shoulder injury. Their backup running back, who is Melvin Gordon, again for like the 90th time.
Well, Melvin Gordon's actually leading their team in rushing as the backup.
Which is ridiculous, dude. So that's how bad the Broncos are. They have good receivers with Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy. I think Jerry Jeudy might be out as well.
Mm-hmm.
So who fucking knows? This is like a preseason game because we're down to backups at this point. If you're out there and you're desperate, bet on it. I'm not, so I'm not going to. I don't even know that I'll watch this game because there's not really any interest in it for me.
No.
Is playoff baseball on?
No. Tomorrow's off and the playoffs start Friday, I believe.
Okay.
Hang on, let me look.
All right. Because if the wild card games are on, I'll end up watching those. Not really any interest in this game. No,
tomorrow's a day off.
Okay. Well, yeah, then I'll have it on. When's UCF playing? Tonight?
Tonight.
Okay, shit. Who do you got in that one?
Well, you know, I am a little biased.
Here we go.
However.
Where's Bob to make fun of him right now?
We are home, and SMU, half their team is in the transfer portal right now.
That's okay. True, yeah.
I think we cover.
What is the spread?
Three.
Three, boy. Whenever it's three, Vegas doesn't know. That's a coin toss. And they usually give the home team 3 points.
Georgia. I believe in Florida right now. Florida has the good juju post-hurricane.
Okay.
They cover at least.
Yeah.
What about the over-under in this game?
I would probably go under.
Okay.
I think it's pretty high.
For a weird Wednesday game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know. Plumlee is, again, like I've said, like dime store Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
So I think we're a good team. We just have a really shitty quarterback.
Okay. I'll throw a hundo on it just to do it. Just a light hundo just to do it tonight on that game because I'm certainly not betting this Colts-Broncos game. Usually, I think I'm undefeated this year on the Thursday night games. And I don't want to break that streak by this shitty game. Next up, we got the Giants at the Packers. This is Green Bay minus 8. Keep in mind, Danny Dimes is out, and they currently, Tyrod Taylor is out. They currently don't have a starting quarterback for this game. So if you're in the Green Bay area and want to try out for the Giants, maybe pull a Mark Wahlberg and do it, or Vince Papale.
This game's in London, actually.
Oh, is it really?
So maybe they'll bring David Beckham in. He'll kick the ball instead of throwing it.
Harry Kane.
Harry Kane, get in there and throw the ball, Harry. I am going to tease this down. I will take Green Bay in this one. If they lose to a no-string quarterback, because right now they're all out of quarterbacks there in New York. They can do is hand off the ball
To
Saquon Barkley.
They're handing off the ball to Saquon Barkley, though. That's like saying all they can do is shoot you in the face. You know what I mean? That's a pretty serious move. But
the Packers have a decent defense. Why wouldn't they just stack the box and force whoever their signer, whoever they sign to throw the fucking ball?
I mean, I guess it depends on who it is they sign. Because it's not like they're going to have time to fucking game plan for this game.
Jake Fromm and A.J. McLaren are the two that had tried out today. Oof.
Yeah. Why doesn't Blake Bortles come back for this game?
That's what I wanted.
I was going to say.
Jump on a plane to London, bro.
He just retired this morning. Mm-hmm. Get on a plane, put him in London, let him fucking construction and rip six.
Or they, like, it's Tua in a costume. He just gets hit and it's fucking done. Brains are all over the place.
Just like a sending off, going away, one time only, Blake Bortles.
Yeah.
In London.
At time. And I mean,
he's the hometown boy because the Jaguars essentially became London's team for a while.
They were this close, by the way, from ending up playing in London for real forever.
Well, you also have to take into consideration Aaron Rodgers is not going to be able to get his ayahuasca in this week.
No.
Right? So no. I don't know how that's going to affect him. He can't eat, like, British food is not the healthiest food.
But they can clear a 2-point spread, and I'm fine with that. Now,
you would
think the over-under is 41 in this one, so you can take that down to 35 if you want.
I don't know that the Giants score a lot of points here.
I don't either, but I think a 28-7 game is reasonable. This is super early. I'll be up. I lied last week. I'll look right into the camera and tell you guys. I lied to your faces last week. I said I wasn't going to watch that game. And then kids got up at 7. I'm up at 7. Nothing to do. Put on the game in the fucking background. So I'm done lying to you this week. I'm going to bet this game. Mm-hmm. I'm going to watch this game. And I'm going to fucking own up to it like a goddamn man.
What if they just go Saquon Wildcat?
It'd be awesome. I would enjoy, actually. That'd be a blast to watch.
Wait, who are their other running? Because you can't do that 60 times in the game.
You can't. I don't know who their backup running back is.
You can if you're not going to pay.
Oh, they've got Matt Breida, actually.
Oh, shit. That'd be fun. The two of them? Just hand off the ball the entire game.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm all in on the Packers in this one. And frankly, I think the spread is low for a quarterback that they don't have yet. We don't know who it is. Neither of them know the system. It's going to be one of them.
I mean, most of these wide receivers probably played quarterback in high school, right? That's a pretty common thing.
I don't know. Such an odd situation. They're a 3-1 team and they don't have a starting quarterback.
And the two quarterbacks they do have on the roster are not. It's not like they're great.
No, and they're 3-1.
Are you guys saying the quarterback position is not that important?
No, it is. It's very. It's so important that it's shocking that they don't have one for a 3-1 team. Like,
should we be looking to that coach? Is he doing something magical there? Is it the system, Ross?
Coach is terrible. No. The homeboy got hurt last game, so like they've played.
You don't need like a whole lot of skill to beat the Titans, Panthers, and Bears.
No.
And they only beat them by like a couple of points each.
Oh my.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my. By the way, something else I was incorrect on was like that London or England didn't care about football. Apparently they do. I'm looking on drinkingbrostickets.com. Last row in this game, last row. It's $427.
You want to send Lopez over there?
Just it's a big stadium too.
He becomes a soccer hooligan.
Yeah,
never returns.
How big is
so that stadium was
Tottenham?
Stadium was originally built for the Euros.
Okay,
for the European finals. So I think it holds like 70-something thousand. I'll look it up right now. But
it's also the best because it just seems like a generic NFL commercial where everyone has different uniforms on.
Yeah.
They're not even at the game of the teams that are playing.
I did watch the entire game. Again, I was out with my kids. There was nothing else on Sunday morning.
63.
What do you mean 63?
63,000.
Okay, that's a decent size.
Yeah, and they're filling it out.
Yeah.
It's definitely sold out.
So that was the other thing I was going to say. So watching the game, I looked at the crowd. Those fuckers didn't leave at all. I mean, every single seat was there. Like, they weren't concerned with traffic or anything. They were in it. They watched the entire game. And I was like, oh, shit. All right. For two shitty teams? Maybe. And looking at these prices, $427 for the last row in the stadium?
Pounds.
That's gnarly. No, this is American dollars.
Okay,
I'm in American right now. I don't know what the fucking pound is, but I'm looking at our website. Yeah.
It's a good time as an American to go to London.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but this is North London, which it's walkable, but I'm not sure it's safe to walk.
It's also expensive.
Yeah. Is it? I've never been.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not that expensive anymore because the pound is crashing.
So oh,
the dollar's going a longer way in England.
That's right. By the way, our ticket partner, Benny, he was at last week's game.
Yeah, he's the Saints. He's on his way to the World Cup in Dubai right now, or Qatar, wherever the fuck it is.
Yeah, which is sketchy to me. Did you see their liquor laws?
They're always fucking stupid.
Yeesh, dude. Mm. You can have like one in the game, and if they catch you having one past halftime, you get beheaded or something.
Yeah.
Super strange. Super strange. Next up, we got Steelers against the Bills. Holy shit. This is the biggest spread we've seen in the NFL this year. This is Buffalo minus 14 in this game.
Yeah, I'm not.
Wow.
14 points is too much.
So Kenny Pickett is the starter. He's been named the starter in this game. That's a lot of fucking points still, man.
You can take this plus 20 Steelers.
Is that what you're going
to
do?
Maybe.
Pickett has yet to throw an incompletion, technically.
Well, he had two picks, right?
No, yeah. Three.
But oh, three?
He was 10 for 13. Not a single ball hit the ground.
I think I'm going to tease this down and go with Buffalo. And I'm going to use the full 7 on my bookie. I'm going to go minus 7. If it's a push, it's a push. And a lot of people ask me, like, hey, what happens if you tie on these spreads on a teaser card or a parlay card?
Just removes it.
That's it.
And
it just removes it.
And then
the odds go down a little bit. But you're fine for the rest of the day. That's what I'm going to do in this one. Bills will definitely win this game, mm-hmm. but 14 is so much in the NFL. Delco, you made a point the other day on Monday morning recap about how many one-score games there are in the NFL. I actually looked it up. You were very correct on that. Mm-hmm. Most of these games are single digits, so taking a double-digit game like this is a risk. Because Kenny Pickett, now that he knows the offense, could come out and have the game of his life. And the Steelers could still lose, but 14 is so many fucking points. Even 20, I don't know, because the Bills could blow them the fuck out. Like, I'm not sure.
Maybe.
I'm going to go the full 7 and go minus 7 on this one on a parlay card. I'm definitely not taking this straight up. Are you going to go 20 on this?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll see. I'm gonna see how the fucking week develops here.
Look, it's not a bad pick. I mean, shit, you could even take it up to 21 if you wanted to. My bookie allows it. Next up, we got the Chargers against the Browns. I can't understand the spread for the life of me. It's minus 2.5 for the Chargers.
I don't think, in Cleveland, Nick Chubb has been on fucking fire this year.
Been great.
Although Herbert looks healthy again.
He was awesome last week.
Is Myles Garrett back yet from that car wreck, or is he still out?
He's still out right now.
That's definitely causing them some problems on defense.
He's still out right now.
But Boza's out, Rashawn Slater's out, Keenan Allen questionable for the Chargers. That's probably why it's like that.
I'm still all in on the Chargers in this game at 2.5 for you.
Garrett's questionable. Jadeveon Clowney's still out. He's been out all season. Mm-hmm. Man, no, I'm not fucking with this.
Okay, I am. I'm going to take Herbert in this one. Chargers looked very good last week. Again, they were housing Houston at home, 27-7 at halftime. And I know it's Houston, but the Browns aren't that much better than Houston. It's Jacoby Brissett. Yes, you can hand off the ball to Nick Chubb, and he's going to get you 120 a game. He's been great for me on fantasy. I took him in the first round of every draft that I could, and he's lived up to the hype. But I believe in Herbert by a field goal over the hapless Browns. That coach sucks, man. They blew that game against the Falcons. They should have won that.
57% of NFL games are decided by one score.
All right.
And then 18, so about 28% are 3 points or less.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. These spreads are tough, man. Next up, Bears versus Vikings. Minnesota minus 7. Look, I took Minnesota last week. Took them in a teaser. Thank Christ. Or else I would have lost that 3.5 because it was -3.5.
I think Minnesota -1 is a lock at this.
Same. And I will take this in a parlay. Minnesota will find a way to fuck you in this game. The over-under is only 44 in this. Justin Fields in the Bears. I don't know if they can score any points at all. I mean, it's a weird team to watch.
It's not a good one.
No, and they're still 2-2. I don't really know how. But the first game was in a monsoon, and they beat the 49ers.
Yeah, but not... I mean, it wasn't a real game. That was like fucking Sandlot bullshit.
It was. So yeah, I'm going to take this in all the teasers. I'll take the Vikings in this one, and I think you're fine on this. Vikings are 3-1. I mean, they're not winning pretty in any of these fucking games, and they're still 3-1. Kirk Cousins will go back to the playoffs or the wild card and then blow it again in the first round. Yeesh, Vikings fans. Next up, we got the Lions against the Patriots. Awful game. This is New England -3 in this game. I think this is -3 in New England just because it's Zappy.
Yeah.
And he looked pretty good against the Packers.
Yeah, I don't want to. I'm gonna look in on this game, but I'm probably not going to bet it because I just want to see what that kid looks like with a full game.
I think I'm going to take the Lions up to -10 in this one in a parlay. Because,
or +10, yeah.
Yeah. +10, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's probably a good bet. I mean, they're not going to get blown out.
Jared Goff has looked pretty fucking decent this year. I know they're 1-3.
They're putting up a respectable amount of points, though.
Yes, they're like scoring, plus. And they're keeping it close towards the end. Delco called this earlier in the year, where the Lions will come back in the fourth quarter and keep it within one score. Thus far, that has stayed true this year, and I'm going to take that up to 10 and take
they
this.
Have, like, the most points through four games or whatever.
I know.
Most points combined, like scored and allowed,
right?
No,
of
no,
any like, team in history
for a team that is 1-3. I think they have like the most points through four games.
That might be
they
true
do,
as well.
But the other stat is true too, where
they've given up the most.
Yeah,
like their combined points for and allowed are the most ever.
But they're losing like 38-35 in every single game. I mean, it's nuts. That Eagles game that you called, what was it, Week One? I think that was 38-35. Like. Fucking wild, man.
Maybe they're like a fucking Big 12 team.
Yeah, at least like if you're a Lions fan, it's entertaining.
Yeah,
it is. And like you can't be pissed off about it. The coach is at least injecting some life into this fucking team, and they're fun to watch even though they're losing.
And they don't have a whole lot of talent.
Oh, yes. I'll go further and say this. The Lions team is way funner than the goddamn Falcons to watch every week.
Well, Jamal Williams has been lighting it up too. He's on my fantasy team.
Yeah.
That dude throws up like 15 to 20 points every week.
TJ Hawkinson has been absolute fucking fire this year. Tight end wise, if you have him tight end wise, you're probably winning your leagues as well. They're a blast to watch over the hapless Falcons or Browns.
Falcons are 2-2.
I know.
Yeah.
But that's the difference. Like, it is such an awful team to watch versus this Lions team who's just chucking the ball every down. Like, to me, it is me because I've watched these games. I've watched the Lions over the Falcons every single week.
They've scored over three touchdowns every game.
Yeah.
I'm saying the Falcons.
No, I know. I understand, yeah, but it's, like, it's weird, like fumble recoveries and like defensive touchdowns. Look at Marcus Mariota's numbers. They are fucking garbage.
Dude. I don't know that that's even going to matter for the game.
And Cordell
this week.
Patterson is out.
So is
he's on the injured reserve.
Kyle Pitts is questionable too. Yes. So it's like they're playing at Tampa Bay. Good luck.
Oh, good luck. Have fun. Brady threw a divorce. He's going for 400 this game.
Yeah, he might.
We'll get to that in a second. Next up, Seahawks versus Saints. This is New Orleans -5.
Yeah, I don't know about that spread, but the over looks pretty tempting because both of these
46.
Yeah, like that's 24-22 game.
Yep.
I mean,
and look, now that Winston is out, he's not playing this week, right? Still, it's going to be Dalton or Taysom Hill.
It'll be Dalton, I think.
I'm going to fucking tease this game.
Although they haven't been doing it with when Crab Legs is in the lineup, but the last couple of years, they kind of rotate Taysom Hill in at quarterback from time to time just to run plays and shit. I think they'll probably do that with Dalton on the field.
Yeah, they did it last week, and I think they'll do it this week. Yeah. I would like to take this over-under down to 40.
Yeah, that's got to be. There's no way these two teams, all they do is they just don't play any defense.
Right.
They just score.
Right.
So we'll see.
And Chris Olave has looked just as good as advertised at Ohio State. Monster year for him as a rookie so far, God.
Forget Russ. Let Geno cook.
As much as I hate to say it, his numbers have been decent.
To be honest,
I think he had 332 last week. And
I should I should talk Jared into buying a billboard in Seattle that says "Let Gino Cook," and then have like some, get a woman that looks kind of like Ciara,
yeah,
to hang out with him. She's
in the background.
I don't know if he's married or not. That might cause some problems.
Who cares? Who cares? But yeah, that over/under is where I live in this one. Whoever wins this game, no idea. Also, don't care. Has no outcome on what the playoffs are going to be. Neither of these teams are going to make it. Next up, Dolphins versus Jets. Now, this is Miami minus -3 at the Jets.
This has got to be a fucking an easy tease down over as well at 46, right? Because neither one of these teams, like the Dolphins have pretty good defensive players, but they don't stop people from scoring.
No.
They're like, I think they're like third worst in the league in yards allowed or some shit like that.
And Teddy Two Gloves look pretty decent, but I guess anybody would with two of the best receivers. Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill, that's where my money's at the same. I'm at that over-under at 40 right there.
Yeah.
Who wins this game? Who fucking knows? It's Zach Wilson is back, so he's starting now, and Teddy Two Gloves is in there. Not really sure who wins, but that over-under, I think, is safe at 40. I'm going to take that.
I mean, Miami's going to win this game, but I don't know if it's too close to zero to tease. And I'm not sure Miami doesn't beat him by 50 either, so I'm not going to tease it up.
Or it wouldn't shock me if Zach Wilson, you know, drove down the field and they won 27-23 and then they had the last minute touchdown. Like, it wouldn't surprise me in this, and that's why that spread is 3 with a backup quarterback for the Dolphins. They're favored, but barely. That's a Vegas, like, hey, just try to bet this game. Please give us money. Next up is Falcons against the Buccaneers, all over this game. I mean, it couldn't be more over this game if I was in it. Like, I might as well put my dick inside this game.
I mean, if you take it down to 2.5, that's a pretty safe bet.
Sure am. Sure am, across the board.
Everybody's back. Everybody that matters is back for Tampa Bay. And the only, not the best, but the only two offensive weapons for Atlanta are both
dead.
Well, one of them, Cordell Patterson's out for sure. Kyle Pitts is questionable.
Dead.
So
they might be dead. Both of them might be dead. And Marcus Mariota is still the quarterback in Atlanta, in case you're wondering. Brady going through a divorce. He's going to have a big game this week. There's no way he doesn't. If he loses this game, he should retire.
Just walk
and go back to his family. Call Giselle, pick up the phone, and say, "I'm sorry for everything I've done. I'm coming home. This was a mistake."
Just fucking wear a diaper, shit your diaper, and then lie down on your back on the 50-yard line on the logo and have somebody come change your diaper.
Yeah.
And then you have to walk off the field.
And then you got
to
walk off the field and be done with life. If you lose this game to the Falcons, Tom, you retire and you go home to Giselle and you tell your kids you're sorry for missing all of their lives. All right? That's just my best advice, because this team wouldn't win a Super Bowl or even be close to one if you lose to the Falcons. Next up, Titans versus Commanders. If you have a death wish, go ahead and bet on this. This is Tennessee minus 2.5. All these spreads that you see that are like this, it literally is Vegas saying, we have no idea. We have no idea if the Titans are going to win or if Carson Wentz might have a good game. Like, we have zero idea in this. If you're a fan, bet it. Other than that, why? Why would you do it? There's better games. What do you got, Delco?
If it's under 3, they're kind of slight in their hand. They think the Titans are a better team.
Well, no. On the road. I think so, too. And in theory, they should be. But the Titans are so hit and miss every fucking week.
And Brian Robinson's coming back for the Commanders this week. He's like a legit running back. We'll see how he runs with holes in his legs. But
shot fired. Yeah. Shots fired. We'll see what happens.
But he came in to camp as the third string running back, and he won the starting job before he was out at the strip club at 4 o'clock in the morning getting shot.
It a strip club?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. So it's like,
all right.
You know, he seems like he's healthy based on what I've heard from guys on the team. So he's a legit guy, and he's a super hard worker. This seems like the kind of game where
he goes for 100.
Yeah, he'll pop out and do something. But I'm not betting on the fucking Commanders, man. Come on.
No, there's a bunch of shitty games this weekend, guys. I know we said that in college yesterday. Some weekends it happens. Some of these weekends you want to save your money and live to fight another day. This is probably one of them all the way around.
Nah, just fire.
Gross. Texans Jaguars is the next game. Is there a worse game to bet on? This is Jacksonville minus 7 in this one.
I mean, no. This is, if you tease it to Jacks 1, you're fine.
But here's the thing: the Texans have covered and have played pretty much every game relatively close.
They're 2-1-1 against the spread, so they'll probably cover. But 7 is covering. Wine is not. Right. They're not. There's. I certainly they can win the game. I guess Jacksonville's not that good, but it seems like Jacksonville's kind of getting in a rhythm now.
We'll find out. I will watch this game as a fan. I will not touch this game as a gambler.
Now, they need a couple more weeks.
Yeah. Same with this next game, 49ers-Panthers. You're going west to east in this one. It's a tough one. The only favor they did them is at least it's the 4 o'clock game, I guess, and not the 1 o'clock game.
Yeah.
But this is San Francisco minus 6.5 in this one. Over under 39. Say that out loud. You could take this down to 32.
How does Baker play against the 49ers? I don't know if he ever has.
Baker Mayfield right now is 64 of 117 on the year.
Yeah, but he's like...
He is horrendous.
You know how he is. He's like the kind of guy where there's one or two teams in the league that he just fucking torches every time. It is not the 49ers, though. The last time he played him in 19, he was 8 for 22 for 100
there
yards.
There you go. Classic Baker.
So why not take this down to half? Like the I can't. There's no way the 49ers are losing the game. That's not happening. They have it is the best defense in the NFL.
I understand performance. And they look great Monday, but they have not looked great on other days. No, I'll take this under down to 32 because I can't not do that. That's the lowest under on a teaser that I think I've ever seen in the NFL. I don't think I've seen one lower than 32. You can take this down to 32.
I don't think you're safe taking 32 there.
Really?
Yeah. The 49ers are a punishing defense, and they don't need to score more than like 17 to 19 points to win games.
That's a 17 to 16 game.
That's
to beat that spread.
That's too much.
In the NFL, 17 to 16.
It's the 49ers are giving up like fucking 9, 10 points a game every single game. Well, they gave up 19 to the Bears that first week, but they gave up 7 to the Seahawks, who have been fucking chucking it everywhere.
Yeah.
The Broncos suck, but they gave up 11 there, and they gave up 9 to the Rams last week, who have the best wide receiver in football.
Oof. What do you do, Delco? What do you do with this? This is a gross game that you usually get involved in. Yeah. Oh, you take the under on this at 39?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just take it. Just take it at 39. There's no fucking way they're getting to 39.
This game's 19-12.
Yeah, or tease it up to fucking 45 or 46.
I got to do 32. I can't do it, dude. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everyone.
You may as well just light your money on fire.
Well, right, and I might, dude. I'm not going to bet that much this weekend. I can tell you that. Both college and football or NFL are gross this weekend.
There's some golf.
Is there?
Yeah. There's Shriners and then there's Live.
Nah.
There's two golf tournaments.
Nobody's watching those two. We'll kick back up next year with that. You know,
I'm glued to Live.
Yeah. A lot of people love it.
Yeah, so much so that they have to pay to be on Fox Sports.
Yeah, do they get that deal, by the way?
They're working on it, but they're going to have to pay to be on TV.
Is that considered getting a deal or striking a deal?
Well, when you're the Saudis, you don't really care. You just buy your way in. Doesn't really matter. By the way, they're going after all those guys, like I said, as soon as this is over. We'll see what happens in the offseason here.
Can't really create bots for the Nelson Ridens.
No, you can't. You absolutely can't. But if they get guys, we'll see.
Well, that's not true. There have been scams to scam the Nielsen boxes.
It's really fucking hard.
It's tough now. Yeah. Back in the day, it wasn't because everybody had those little black boxes. Yeah.
Now it's pretty tough. Next up, Cowboys at the Rams. Another game that's fucking brutal to pick. This is Rams minus 5.5.
Cowboys 11.5, man. That's easy to pick.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Cowboys...
okay. Over-under is real low on this one, too.
It is, yeah.
42.5.
But the Rams are still... They're missing, like, 1, 2, 3 members of their fucking secondary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, still. Yeah. They've got their best guy. They've got... what's his nuts? Jalen.
Yeah.
Ramsey, but everybody else is out.
Ramsey stinks.
Ramsey hasn't been good all year.
That's because he's the only guy on the fucking field.
I just think he's getting older. Like with these cornerbacks, like Revis and those guys, like they have a good run, and he's been great for a while. And then,
I mean, he should move over to fucking strong safety. To be honest, he's a big dude. He's like 6 foot tall. Most DBs are like 5'9" to 5'11".
I don't know if he's got the weight though. Is the problem
for a strong safety? Yeah, he's got weight. How? What does he weigh?
He's pretty light.
He's got to be like 215.
I don't think so. I think he's pretty light. I think he's around 190. Is my guess. He was on the show.
He better start eating some food.
He's a great interview, by the way.
They got him at 208 on the site, on ESPN.
Wow. I mean, he's probably 199.
And I mean, all Cooper Rush does is win.
That's true. Undefeated. He's undefeated. Maybe I'm with you. Taking this up to 11.5 for the Cowboys?
Yeah, why not?
God, you're going to talk me into this bullshit, Delco? All right.
Take the money line.
I mean, honestly, the Cowboys...
No, not the money line.
No, you're probably... Honestly, you're probably good on the Cowboys money line. The Rams are in a fucking free fall right now.
No.
Are
we believing in the Cowboys?
Sure,
right now?
We're sure not.
It's not that. It's
best
not.
Division in football.
It's just
no,
the
it's
NFC
not.
East.
Eagles are good. Everybody else is
I wasn't
trash.
Trying to tee you up for your propaganda, okay? No, the Rams...
It's not propaganda. The Eagles are the best in that division.
The Eagles are the best,
close.
Yeah, but the... The Rams are bad, right? So one thing the Cowboys have done consistently this year, there's two reasons that they're winning, and it's not Cooper Rush.
Their defense.
One is the fucking defense, especially getting pressure on the quarterback. Yep. And then two is that they're not committing all these penalties and stupid things they did last year.
And the offensive line has not been great for the Rams. So
no,
I will, it's bad. I'll take this up to 11.5 and take the Cowboys.
Yeah. I mean, Micah Parsons is probably the best player in football.
He is.
He's definitely, the MVP right now.
Defensive MVP,
yeah,
for sure.
Defensive MVP, yeah.
For sure. Next up, Eagles-Cardinals. Man, this is a really hard game because this is at Arizona. If this was at Philly, I'd be Eagles all day.
A lot of respect for the Eagles, though.
It is.
-5 on the road.
It's -5. Over-under's 49. This is going to be a shootout. I'll take this over down to 42 and take that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Kyler Murray has these weird fucking games. I'm not high on him as a quarterback, and clearly I'm not high on Jalen Hurts. But Kyler Murray has these weird fucking games where he just chucks it and lights it up. This is a trap game for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Dalco, I'm going to ask you, but I know your answer. Who you got in this one?
Go Birds.
Oh, God damn it, dude. Which bird?
The Birds.
It's Cardinals versus Eagles. Nah. I'm going to take the over under in this one and enjoy the game because I think this will be probably the most entertaining game of the afternoon. And I'm looking forward to watching it as a fan. So therefore, I'm going to take the over under at 42 in this one and put it on a teaser card. But trying to pick either way in this one, nah, dude. The Eagles aren't going undefeated. They're going to lose one of these games. And it could be to a weird guy like Kyler Murray chucking the ball. We'll see. What about you? Where are you going with this one?
Yeah, I'm on that over 40. I'll tease it down to 42.
Yeah, same. And I'll just enjoy the game as a fan. Next up, Bengals versus Ravens. Baltimore at home, -3. Who you got?
The Ravens should win this game.
Yes.
They should win this game. I don't feel very confident in them right now. So I'm probably going to skip this one.
So I'm going to take this one. I'm going to take the Ravens in this game.
Their defense doesn't look as good this year as it has for whatever reason. I mean, look at the over-under. It's 48.5.
It's 48.5, but...
And the Bengals are gunslingers too, man.
They are. I don't see the Ravens losing back-to-back games like this. Like, the Bills game was close.
Well, they're giving up 3 points.
They are. And that means it's going to be pretty close.
I think this is like a 1 or 2 point game, probably. I don't like this.
It's a field goal game. Yeah. Exactly. So, like... This is buy a half a point, take this down to 2.5. But I'm all in on Baltimore in this one. I'm definitely taking Baltimore, and I'll more than likely take this in a teaser as well, and take this over from 48.5 down to 42.5. I'll take 6 on that one instead of 7. I think this is a good game, a fun game to watch. But ultimately, I think the Ravens will win this game because the Bengals' offensive line has not been that great. And I think it's fine in this one. I don't see Lamar losing back-to-back like that after that shitty loss to the Bills. I just don't. The Monday night game, God damn it, I love this game. I love this game because I have a feeling that I'm going to have a not-so-great weekend, and it's all going to come down to the Monday night game where I just go fucking all in. And thank God it's this game. It's Raiders against the Chiefs.
Yeah, this is...
Chiefs -7. This is ripe for the teaser, ripe for all the things that daddy loves in this world. And I'm all in on the Chiefs on this game.
The Raiders have beat the Chiefs once since 2018. Or, I'm sorry, once since 2017.
And that one, it was a bad loss, by the way. It was like by 30 points. I don't ever see that happening again.
Josh Jacobs looks really good.
He does.
But that's it.
That's it. Look, Devontae Adams is fine. He looks great.
Yeah, he's going to get his 100, but
I just don't believe in this team whatsoever. Mm. Their only win was a shitty Broncos win.
Yeah.
I don't, if the Chiefs decide to play, and that's if the Chiefs decide to play, this is a 28-point game. Well, if they don't.
So it's Monday Night Football. It's their biggest rival at home. They're going to be up for this.
I hope so.
You don't need to hope for this one.
I hope so. Because the rest of the weekend between college and NFL is rough this weekend. It's real rough.
This will be a fun game to watch.
It will.
I'm not sure I'm going to bet it, though. I mean,
I definitely am. I'm betting a lot.
This is a fucking rivalry. Like, there's rivalries here and there in professional football, not like college, but this is a legit rivalry.
But take it down to, like, even... on these Monday night games, I always tease the shit. And I usually tease down the over, so this one will go down to 44. And then it'll be a pick 'em. And then, yes, do the Chiefs win in a fucking pick 'em? Easy. They have to. I'm all in on this. Fuck you guys. Dude, I'm all in on this, okay?
Yeah.
We've had a bad day today. All right? Cue that song.
Nope. We'll get...
Had a bad day.
There you go.
We'll get sued.
There you go. Aaron Boone, you fucked us. Hombre, not real happy about it. Judge sat out. We had to turn the car around. I'll turn this goddamn car around. And we sure did. We're back here in the studio. We're giving you the NFL picks. Full slate of shows tomorrow. And then obviously I'm going to bitch about this Yankees game. Couldn't be any more pissed than I am right now. We appreciate you tuning in. Go to iTunes. Rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review. Also go to Spotify. Just leave a 5-star in Drinking Bros Sports. We greatly appreciate it. It's all the advertisers give a shit about. And then UCF, what's the final call tonight, Delco?
Your Central Florida Knights.
Okay.
UCF.
By?
UCF wins 27-21.
27-21. What's the spread?
3.
Okay, great. I'm going to bet that now. And it's going to be for you. If you lose it, well, sleep on the ground tonight. Okay?
Coming out of your ass.
Yeah, you sleep on the ground in here. All right? For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the NFL Pick'em Show. Good night, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.